Manawhenua have today made their case against a controversial dump proposed for the Dome Valley, north of Auckland. Waste Management has sought resource consent for the 60-hectare dump, 5 kilometres from Warkworth, saying it's needed to cater for Auckland's growth. Jean Bell was at the hearing in Warkworth.
A clear message today from Manawhenua to the independent commissioners. No dump here. Mook Hornick, spokesman for Ngāti Manuhiri, told the commissioners he appreciates the need for more landfills, but in his opinion, the Dome Valley is not the place for a dump. He says the iwi owes it to future generations to stand up against the application.
How can we ever live with ourselves and the future generations of our people, of our mukupunas, would ever forgive us, would the kaupra ever forgive Ngāti Manuhiri for putting that paru at the source of the awa and it ending up down there? We paru the wai up at the source, it ends up with our panonga down in the Kaupara. 50 years' time, there's mokopunas down there still saying, oh, we wouldn't have this if it wasn't for Ngāti Manuhiri.
Waste Management says the tip is unlikely to leak, but Mr. Honick isn't buying that.
They say it's designed the best way possible. It's one of the state-of-the-art landfills anywhere in the world, but they can't guarantee us that it'll never leak. So if we agree with it in 50 years' time, our grand mokopunas are running around and it does leak, who do you think gets to wear the burden? It's Ngāti Manuhiri because it's in our area. No one's underwriting it. If it's that good, why don't you underwrite it? If you believe it won't leak, underwrite it.
He says the iwi will not go down without a fight.
And we are not going to be the victims of something that allows the pollution to go down our awa, down our beautiful river, and down into the Kaipara, impacting on all of our people down there. Now, we're going to fight. And I've got to stress that. We're going to fight. Because at least if we fight, whether we win or lose, at least we've stood up for what's right and what those two people up there told us to.
Te Atarangi Edmonds, Te Aroa Pā Marae chairperson, says the dump should be declined in order to protect the already beleaguered Kaipara Harbour. She says 50 years ago, kai moana collected from the Kaipara Harbour was a staple of local Māori diets, and water was consumed straight from waterways from around the area. But now, Ms. Edmonds says the once plentiful food source was largely lifeless.
Our awa has become contaminated, it smells, the water does not flow like it used to, it's overgrown with vegetation, and we know it's because of runoffs from farms, salt buildup, we see it.
She says the connection to the waterways goes deeper than being a food source. As kaitiaki, Ms. Edmonds says water is sacred to Māori.
It's the tipiness of what it really means to us as Māori. And I suppose I can best describe it as in this instance, when we ask, ko waikoe, we are asking, who are you? But the real meaning of what we're saying is, oh, whose water are you? That's what we're really asking you.
Alan Riwaka, Chief Executive of Te Runanga o Ngāti Whātua, will oppose the dump when he speaks at the hearing tomorrow. He says the focus needs to be on more sustainable ways of disposing of waste instead of rubbish dumps.
So why we're creating these risks are beyond me, when we should be focusing more attention on the alternatives, which are waste to energy, they're 100% recycling. Those are the opportunities. We shouldn't be saddling our young people coming through with these outdated technologies. We can't continue to do the sorts of things that we are to Papatūānuku. Imagine putting that on your mother and creating these sorts of landfills and toxic dumps. It's not acceptable in this day and age, and we've got to stop doing it.
The hearing will continue through to mid-December, and a decision is not expected until next year. In Warkworth, for Checkpoint, Jean Bell.